The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
There's no eye on team, but my eyes on winning. Yeah. I'ma drive the lane until the timer says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down now, even for a minute. No. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead.
Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good.
Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsboro Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champions.
Follow along on Twitter at MimoInfoSports and at KJF Sports. We now send it courtside for the pregame show with the Regional Radio Sports team.
Hey, I'm Matt Greenwood. Alongside me, Andy Humphrey from Caledonia High School, home of the Valley Caledonia Vikings, and also host to the 28th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament. We are into the semifinal rounds. The girls' semis will be the first ones up. We got two matchups for you, followed by two boys' semifinals. But we got a lot of business, essentially, is what we're telling you. We got a lot of things to get to today, and it's all going to be happening right here on J98 The Boot. So, South Iron, the one seed in this tournament, is about to take on four seed Jefferson. South Iron led by Lawrence Graves. Jefferson is led by second-year head coach, if I recall correctly. That is Brandon Joins, and we should be in for a treat. South Iron beating Bismarck in round one. Jefferson knocking off 5-seed Lesterville also in round one. Just looking forward to a great day. We're inside one of the domes. There's about six domes here at the Caledonia campus. We are inside one of those where we hope to see a bigger crowd as we inch towards the end of the workday. So anyway, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and step aside. When we come back in 1 minute, we're going to hear from Jefferson head coach Brandon Joins, his thoughts on this matchup against the one-seed South Iron Panthers. And then after we talk to Joins, we will take another minute pause, and we will hear from Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers. Stick with us today on J98. It's the 28th annual Valley Caledonia Boys and Girls Tournament, and we'll have coverage of play-by-play action for you coming up at 4 o'clock. Pregame show to continue right after this.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome back on the pregame show on J98. Andy Humphrey with head coach Brandon Joins of the Jefferson Blue Jays getting set for the first semifinal at the Valley Caledonia Tournament. Coach, win yesterday. What did that help your group as far as bringing it into the semifinal here today?
Definitely just one of those get the rest out games. We had a lot of foul trouble and just kind of sloppy basketball overall. And, just a grinding game where we never trailed, but it was never secured. So we had to bring it for all 32 minutes, and we did so and came out on top. Obviously, tonight's going to be a little different story as the competition level increases and you don't get those fortunate opportunities where, hey, you have a turnover, you're getting it back. You give a turnover, it's probably going to be 2 points the other way because South Iron's experienced, and they bring it every night from the get-go. So hopefully we come out, and we talked about it yesterday at practice, that hey, you got to come out right at the beginning. You got to be able to take their punches and just stay relevant, basically. Keep yourself close, and you never know. But you start falling behind, frustration sets in, and you could tell that with Bismarck on Monday, that, you know, it was just that onslaught at the beginning, that initial spell, that it was over.
Right. So, and obviously this game will be against a pretty tough opponent, but what do you see as far as what your team brings to the table that maybe South Iron may not be able to match? What do you think you might be able to exploit in this one?
We're hoping for speed. We have a lot of athleticism. I have girls that do multiple sports, and they're that type of thinking. They're not just strictly basketball girls, and they have athletic minds, not necessarily all basketball minds, but we're fast. And I'd say we're one of the fastest in Jefferson County as a whole group. Doesn't mean, like I said, everything goes great. You know, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be errors, especially when I have three girls with no high school experience that are playing varsity minutes and relevant varsity minutes, not just throw in, hey, games out of contention, and we're going to give you some time now. So it's just one of those. We got to bring athleticism, and we got to bring speed, and we got to not get frustrated. And it's ourselves just making sure we don't beat ourselves.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck out there.
Yep, thanks.
That is the head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, Brandon Joins, as we get set for action between South Iron and Jefferson in the first semifinal of the girls' tournament at the Valley Caledonia Tournament. Back on the pregame show after this.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Back into our pregame coverage of the 20th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament. Girls semis first up, and our first matchup is the South Iron Panthers against the Jefferson Blue Jays. We already spoke to Coach Joins of Jefferson. Now it's our turn to talk to Lawrence Graves of the South Iron Panthers. Coach, first round win, big time win over Bismarck. You come into this one 1-1 on the year. You told me earlier you kind of learned some things about your team from that first game of the year. What were some of those?
Well, you know, the major takeaway was that nothing's given to us. You know, we got to go show up and earn what we're going to get every night. And, you know, this is a blue-collar game where you got to, you know, basically outwork your opponent. And we kind of lost sight of that first game. And we needed that game to kind of bring us into reality and remind ourselves that, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. And that particular game, we didn't do it the right way. So we came into the first game of the season with the right mindset. And obviously, you know, the outcome was what we wanted, and then moved on in the tournament. And hopefully we can keep that same mindset throughout the tournament.
One thing about a lot of teams around here is they either have an inside presence or an outside presence. It's a rare occasion to see teams that have both. But you also have a middle of the floor presence with Michaela Ayers. She can pull up from 10, 15 feet. How beneficial is it for you to have three different facets of your offense be able to click at any point?
Well, to be able to score at all three levels of the floor is pretty special, like you said. You know, most coaches only dream of that, and right now we're pretty fortunate to have not only have each one of those areas covered, but have some depth in each position. So, you know, we really like what we have. Hopefully we can find a groove for us tonight and, you know, just kind of exploit whichever part of the court that they're going to let us have.
Jefferson's game plan probably going into this is try to make it as crazy as possible and see if they can be a little bit crazier. What kind of pace do you want to set for tonight's game?
Well, we typically like to play a faster-paced game if we can. We know that that's their strength, too. And so, you know, it'll just be we'll see who can play that game better, I guess. And obviously, if they're doing a better job of that, we're fortunate enough that we can slow the game down and play a controlled ball game as well. And so, like I said, we'd like to get out of the gates pretty quick if we can. But we understand that sometimes you got to make an adjustment, and if we have to, we will.
Y'all were the winners of this tournament last year. What's it going to take to get it done again?
Well, the two seeds won this tournament the last three or four years in a row, and so now that we're the one seed, I don't know how I feel about that. But hopefully, you know, like I said, we can, should have a good outing tonight, and if we can advance to the championship game, you know, West County is going to be or Caledonia, they're both well coached and both have a lot to offer. And so, you know, like I said, one game at a time, we'll see if we can get this one done and then worry about that championship game if we can come away with the win.
Best of luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Lady Panthers, again, winners of the Caledonia tournament last year as the two seed, looking to win it as the one seed this year. More pregame show or pregame coverage next in the boot.
The staff, students, and faculty of the Iron County C4 schools in Viburnum would like to take this opportunity to wish the Viburnum Blue Jays the best of luck this basketball season. The Iron County C4 schools are proud of the players and coaches of Blue Jays basketball. You all give countless hours of hard work and dedication. Good luck to the Viburnum Blue Jays from everyone at the Iron County C4 schools in Viburnum. You are all great players, great people, and you know how to get the job done.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Matt Greenwood, Andy Humphrey at the 28th Annual Valley Caledonia Girls and Boys Tournament Semifinals. Here are the starting lineups. We'll begin with the Jefferson Blue Jays, the lower seed in this matchup. And their starters are Hannah Becker, number 3, Hannah Floyd, number 5, Jenna Kurtois, number 21, Madison Fuller, number 23, and Megan Bulico, number 25. For the South Iron Panthers, their starting positions are point guard Michaela Ayers, shooting guard Ashley Micken, Jada Brooks as the 4, the power forward, Dara Miller, the center, and Callie Miller as the 3, the small forward for the South Iron Panthers. We're going to go ahead and step aside for another couple of minutes. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and tip this one off. The semifinals of the Valley Caledonia Tournament headed your way soon on J98.
This is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies Laundry Pod.
This is Lori Sprinkle, mother of North County guard Hayden Sprinkle. There's no need to foul your clothes by double dribbling your cleaning products. Score and save money with the Soap Lady.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no bull deal and no bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. Or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Matt Greenwood alongside me, Andy Humphrey, South Iron Jefferson, set to get underway very, very shortly in the girls' semifinals of the Valley Caledonia Tournament. Let's quickly get to the matchups for the rest of today before we have to step aside for the national anthem. First off, obviously, South Iron Jefferson getting ready to tip off in just a couple minutes. Following the conclusion of South Iron Jefferson, we'll have Valley Caledonia against West County. And then that'll conclude the girls' semifinals. Then we'll move on to boys basketball, their semifinals The first matchup of the night will be Bismarck against Bourbon, and then Viburnum-Lesterville to wrap up the evening. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds so that they can get to the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have tip-off for you between South Iron and Jefferson in the semifinals of the Valley Caledonia Tournament on J98.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve, The Boot.
Legendary care. Those are words used to describe Dr. Melanie Hampton, our board-certified pediatrician at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro.
She was my son's pediatrician. He had everything from ear infections to skin rashes to asthma. Today, he's over 6 foot tall and strong as a horse.
Dr. Hampton is now accepting new patients at our Hillsboro facility. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE to make an appointment with Dr. Melanie Hampton. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The staff, students, and faculty of the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum would like to take this opportunity to wish the Viburnum Blue Jays the best of luck this basketball season. The Iron County C4 Schools are proud of the players and coaches of Blue Jays basketball. You all give countless hours of hard work and dedication. Good luck to the Viburnum Blue Jays from everyone at the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum. You are all great players, great people, and you know how to get the job done.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Starting lineups for Jefferson and South Iron are being presented to the crowd here at Caledonia and one of many of the domes here on the Valley Caledonia campus. So let's repeat those starters for you one more time before we get to tip-off. For the Jefferson Blue Jays, we have Hannah Becker, Hannah Floyd, Jenna Kurtois, Madison Fuller, and Megan Bulico. For the South Iron Panthers, leading the point guard position is number 12, Michaela Ayers. Shooting from long range pretty much all day long will be Ashley Micken. And then the other three starters for South Iron, Jada Brooks, Callie Miller, and Dara Miller. Role players for the Jefferson Blue Jays, Abigail Chips, Heidi Hurst, Lainey Smith, Gracie Fish, Katrin Couture, and Sabrina Cadenhead. And coming off the bench for Coach Graves and the South Iron Panthers, Haley Pauly, Angel Hampton, Alyssa Malone, Zoe Griffith, Riley Masters, Hannah Alexander, and Olivia Barnes. All right, to Megan Bulico and Callie Miller, or beg your pardon, Jada Brooks. Standing on the Viking head at center court, here comes the tip, and it's batted around and won by the Panthers. In the backcourt, Dara Miller brings it into the front. Comes to the near side wing, South Iron operating left to right in this first half, and a baseline floater from Micken is off the mark. Missed everything, and here come the Blue Jays the other way. Jefferson defeating Lesterville in their first-round matchup. Ball at the top of the three-point line. They swing it to the near corner for Becker. Jefferson moving right to left. Now with the ball near midcourt is Floyd. Floyd goes towards the paint, tries a high floater high off the glass, and South Iron comes away with a rebound. So first shots for either side. Missed. Ayers dribbling the ball all the way up the floor. Spins into the body. Five-foot shot is short. And an offensive rebound for Brooks. Her putback is no good. Jefferson the other way from right to left. Right side of the floor. A baseline floater is off the mark from Jenna Kurtois. So both teams have two shots, and both teams have missed the rim. Inbound from the baseline, into the corner, three-point try. It will roll off the rim from Becker, and the rebound comes down to Jada Brooks. And Jada Brooks gave it to Dara Miller, who's trying her, well, she's trying to be the point guard, and she brought the ball up the floor and carried it. So turnover for South Iron, their first of the day. Scoreless here in the first quarter. Dribbling into a double team is Becker, and she loses it. South Iron comes away with the steal. Ball into Ashley Mickens' hand. She gets into the front court far wing for Ayers. Ayers trying to get it into the post for Dara Miller. Miller backs down her defender and dribbled into a double team. Picked up her dribble, shuffled her feet, and got called for the travel. 6:32 to play, scoreless, and it hasn't looked pretty early on, Andy.
Yeah, some early turnovers from both sides. You can imagine being the first game of the day a little bit earlier in the day as well can kind of play a factor into that, but I expect both teams to settle in pretty soon.
Three-point try from straight away is just off the right by Becker. Fight for the offensive rebound, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called against Jenna Kurtois. That'll be her first. Kurtois hacked the right arm of Ashley Micken in the near side corner. And the referee right there on the play making the call. So it'll be an inbound from the baseline in the backcourt for South Iron. Ayers with a dribble behind the back and between the legs. And it crosses over Hannah Becker into the front court. And her pass is a little too strong, a little too high for Dara Miller. But beautiful dribbling to get that ball up the floor. Just got a little too far ahead of herself and couldn't make a clean pass. 0-0, 6 minutes to play in this first quarter. Jefferson South Iron, a crossover dribble attempt by Kurtois as she crossed into the front court, and she lost it off the left fingertips and out of bounds. So from the sideline, just off to our left, we're situated away from the benches as a pass along the sideline is tipped out of bounds by Jefferson. That pass coming just across the center court stripe, and so South Iron will move the ball up about 15 feet to inbound it from the front court. Ayers, right out in front of us, gets into the corner, Micken. Micken, her entry pass along the baseline is good to Jada Brooks, and she kisses one off the glass. And there we go. The first 2 points of the girls' semis in the Caledonia tournament belong to Jada Brooks, and the Panthers lead 2-0 with 5:44 to go, and a whistle there. A reach-in foul called against South Iron.
Yeah, that goes on Ashley Micken. She delivered a great pass into that low block over a defender's head and perfectly weighted to Jada Brooks, who had an easy lane for an open two.
Bulico, long toss from the baseline to the top of the three-point line. Careless pass by Floyd, and Kurtois lucky to recover for Jefferson. They'll swing it from the near side back to the top, and a shot attempt blocked by South Iron. They quickly get into the front court, one-on-one, and the step over with the right off the glass from Jada Brooks, and she's got 4 points, all four for South Iron as they lead 4-0 here in the first quarter. And a block shot from the low block. Getting her hands on it was Callie Miller. Bulico didn't go up strong enough, but Jefferson gets the loose ball. Far wing, back towards the top. Three-point try, Jenna Kurtois, nothing but nets. And Jefferson is on the board. A timeout from Coach Graves. Did not like the defense on that possession.
Yeah, there was an open shot there left for Kurtois, and she nailed it. Nice job, though, by Micken on that last play to control the basketball as she was catching it on the fast break. A really nice job. It's really easy for her to lose her concentration when she's trying to keep her forward momentum towards the bucket and also trying to concentrate on making the catch, but she was able to gather herself very well and make the two.
I want to thank Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum, Lesterville R4 School District in Lesterville, the West County R4 School District in Leadwood, and the Soap Lady in Bonterre for sponsoring this Caledonia tournament. 4-3 South Iron with the lead, fresh out of the timeout, ball in the backcourt, and it's inbounded by Callie Miller to Ayers. Ayers tried to dribble between the legs right at the Viking logo at center court. She lost it, goes to the ground along with Becker, or with Floyd, and Jefferson will get the ball, a second turnover for the Panthers. This one off the hands of Ayers. Second time off of Ayers, as a matter of fact. In the front court, South Iron tries to trap on the far wing. They cannot do so. And a pass stretched across the court to the near side wing. A shot by Floyd is off the mark. Gets her own rebound, and her pass attempt down low is knocked out of bounds. So a baseline inbound for Madison Fuller and the Blue Jays underneath their own basket. 4-3, Jefferson trails. They have the ball. Kurtois, tough baseline shot. It's high off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Dara Miller of South Iron. Dara Miller bringing the ball up the floor with the left hand. Crosses the center line and gives it to Ayers on the wing. Up top to Micken. Micken wants a screen from Brooks. Brooks backs away, goes to the mid block on the near side, trying to post it up. Micken to Miller. Miller to Brooks, and Brooks fouled from behind on the low shot attempt from about 3 feet out. And Jada Brooks will have two shots at the free throw line. She's got all four for South Iron to start this game. Silence in the gym as the buzzer sounds after the missed free throw. And coming off the bench in place of Callie Miller is Riley Masters. Masters, a junior for South Iron. Second free throw, Jada Brooks, no good off the side of the rim. And a rebound to Bulico of the Blue Jays. From right to left, Jefferson. Under four to play, trailing 4-3. And Kurtois loses the ball off of her knee into the hands of Micken. Micken without a shot so far today. She has the ball, top three-point line. Crosses over Kurtois, drives in the lane. Right hand, the layup is still a little too hard, a little too high. Rebound, Jefferson. Loose ball as Dara Miller went to the floor and knocked the ball out of the hands of Floyd. It goes out of bounds. It will stay Jefferson ball. And Dara Miller will come out for Angel Hampton. Angeline Hampton, her full name, Angel for short. And a blocking foul is going to be called against Ashley Micken. She tried to pick up Kurtois along that far baseline and stepped in front of her and did not give her a lane. And so that's her second foul. And Micken is going to have to take a seat. Jefferson inbounds it. Baseline drive. Shot Floyd. Foul on South Iron. And it's going to be Hannah Floyd that goes to the charity stripe. 3:30 to play. 4-3 South Iron with the lead. Chance for Floyd to tie it up. High arcing free throw. And that's off the back iron. And no good. Still 4-3. Both teams struggling to get their offense going early. Another high arcing free throw. This one will rattle home. Hannah Floyd has her first points of the day. And it's 4-4 South Iron Jefferson in this first semifinal for girls in the Caledonia tournament. It's Ayers in the front court standing on the horn of the Viking helmet. Comes near side to Hampton. Hampton with a crossover dribble. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass into the post. But a charge is going to be called on Michaela Ayers away from the ball. Ayers trying to drive to the basket, and stepping in her way was Madison Fuller, but the official deemed that Fuller got there in time.
Well, Jefferson's really frustrating South Iron on the offensive end. South Iron, I think, is used to giving themselves some more open shots.
Floyd misses the near side three from the wing. Ball will go out of bounds off the fingertips of Becker. I beg your pardon, off of South Iron. So Jefferson will inbound it just off to the left underneath their basket. Goes to the corner. Three-point try from Becker. No good. And the rebound to South Iron. They quickly get it into the front court. Michaela Ayers right at the corner. Dribbles towards the middle of the floor at the volleyball attacking line. Dishes it off to number 22. And that is Hannah Alexander, who was questionable for this game. Alexander helps swing it around the perimeter to Ayers. Ayers down into Callie Miller. Miller lost the ball, got it back, had her wrist wrapped up as she tried to bounce pass to Ayers at the top of the three-point line, and a foul is going to be called on Jefferson. It goes against Hannah Floyd. That's her first. Fuller comes out of the game for Jefferson. And checking back in is Megan Bulico. And a couple of subs for South Iron, or one sub, I should say, for South Iron. And so coming out is Callie Miller. Coming in, or bigger pardon, coming in is Callie Miller. Callie Miller to Jada Brooks off the baseline inbound, and Brooks has the shot go in, and she'll go to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. It's been all Jada Brooks offensively for South Iron. She has all of the team's 6 points. Hannah Floyd will check out of the game for Jefferson, and taking her place is Heidi Hurst. One dribble, and the free throw up and through for Brooks. She's got all seven for South Iron. Jefferson moving right to left. Near side wing three. Way off to the right of the rim. Off the bottom of the backboard. South Iron quickly pushes the pace. High shot off the top of the window by Riley Masters. Loose ball. A tie-up is called right underneath the basket. And possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. 2:13 to play in the first quarter. South Iron, the overall one seed in the girls' side, is up 7-4. Jefferson operating right to left. Far wing is Hurst. Long pass to the near side wing for Becker as they switch sides of the floor. Becker, a nice entry pass on a cutting Kurtois, but amongst the bigs, Kurtois can't get up a good shot. Airballed it, and Angel Hampton for South Iron will push the ball up the floor. And she has her pocket picked by Kurtois. She's all alone for the right-hand layup, and she blows the layup. Ayers coming back on defense, grabs the board. Easy chance for Jefferson to pull within one. Now Ayers behind the back towards the key. Lob pass up for Masters is too high, and that's the third turnover of the day for Michaela Ayers. Cannot miss those open layups. No one within 15 feet of Kurtois. We'll chalk that up as just not getting the feet off the floor properly. And a pass between wings is nearly stolen by Ayers. She was the last to touch it. Ball rolls out of bounds right at the center court stripe to the far side. Jefferson operating right to left on the other side of the court from our vantage point. They quickly inbound. Two passes later, a wing shot from the left for Hurst, rolls off the back rim, and a loose ball foul is about to be called. And it's going to go against Megan Bulico, and that's her second foul. South Iron with a three-point lead, 7-4. 1:12 to play in this first quarter, and Jada Brooks comes out, and coming in for South Iron is Hannah Alexander. Hampton sets up a screen to help on the baseline inbound, but it's thrown right into the hands of Kurtois. Kurtois, pass to the far wing. Two dribbles, and a floater from 7 feet falls through for Hannah Becker. And she's on the scoreboard, and a loud shout from Brandon joins their head coach. South Iron only up by 1-7-6 with under a minute to play. Ayers picks up her dribble at the volleyball attacking line, comes near side wing for Hampton. South Iron moving left to right. Nice entry pass, Hampton, to Master. Spin around, shot no good. Ayers, the point guard, down low for the board and the putback. And South Iron ups their advantage back to 3. Ayers on the score sheet for the first time. Kurtois nearly loses that pass off of her right shoulder, collects it, puts up a hard shot off the backboard. Rebound to South Iron's Callie Miller. Miller smartly gives it to Ayers, who puts up the horns to signal the next play. 17 seconds to go. Top of the key screen for Ayers. Dribbles into the corner. Gets it to Hannah Alexander, who spins into the defender and lost her pivot foot and is called for traveling. Angel Hampton getting some good minutes for the Panthers. Will check back out of the game. And Jada Brooks is back on. Or bigger pardon, Dara Miller. So Kurtois dribbling the ball up the floor is going to be tied up on that right wing. Possession arrow still favors Jefferson. The official underneath the basket trying to get a Blue Jay to collect the pass. Oh, I beg your pardon, it is South Iron's ball. Full court press defense from Jefferson, making it tough to inbound, but South Iron able to do so. And with 1 second, a heave from three-fourths court by Dara Miller is well short. Buzzer sounds to end the first quarter. A hectic, sometimes ugly first quarter between these two schools. Still early in the season, still early in the day. 9-6 South Iron after one. We'll be right back on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Start of the second quarter, South Iron Jefferson, first matchup of the day in the girls' semifinals. Jefferson to inbound it from the near side. A wing three from Floyd is short, rolls off the right side or the left side of the rim, and out of bounds to South Iron. A sloppy first few minutes at least in this game. South Iron able to straighten things out just a little bit as they lead 9-6. Ashley Micken, behind the back dribble into the front court, loses it. Turnover, South Iron. Jefferson the other way, two on two. And a nice swat from Dara Miller on the floater attempt from Hannah Becker. That's defense right there for you.
Yeah, good transitional defense on that side for South Iron. And they were able to get numbers back behind the basketball once again directly after the turnover.
Jefferson moving from right to left in this second quarter. Kurtois, right wing, 18-footer just inside that three-point perimeter. And it's short. South Iron with the rebound comes to Micken. Micken to Brooks, to a Miller. Miller back to Micken. And Micken called for the double dribble along the baseline. 7:24 to play in this second quarter. Checking out, Callie Miller coming in is number 24 for South Iron, Jada Brooks. Brooks had 7 of the team's 9 points in the first quarter. She got a breather in the last 90 seconds of the first quarter. Now she's back out nearly a minute into the second quarter. Jefferson draws a trap on the near side corner, and South Iron comes away with it. Ayers left uncontested to dribble all the way up the floor, take a shot, miss the shot, get her own rebound, miss a second attempt, and the board comes to Jefferson. Kurtois along the left side as Jefferson operates right to left. Switches sides of the floor, and a low post pass to Madison Fuller. She can't handle it. Two players go down to the floor, for one for either side. It's South Iron coming away with it. Three-point try. Hannah Alexander, the lefty, with the swish. And 12-6, South Iron with the lead. That's the first bench points for either side, and it goes to Hannah Alexander. Dribbling the ball towards the volleyball attacking line is Fuller. Lost her dribble, gets it to Kurtois, goes to the right side, wing for Becker. Becker to Floyd. Floyd out of that corner, back towards the volleyball attacking line, which is about 35 feet away from the basket. Kurtois with it, top of the key. Ayers on her, one-on-one. And as Kurtois dribbles, South Iron defender Alexander comes over, tips it away, but into the hands of Hannah Becker for two. Ayers into the front court, dribbling with the right, near the attacking line, still with the right, goes left, crosses in front of the or into the paint. Errant shot, drew the double team to Ayers, and there for the easy putback, Jada Brooks.
Yeah, she was all alone on that low block on the weak side to get that rebound and an easy putback for Brooks, who has been a nice inside presence for South Iron, really their only source of offense at the moment.
With the ball top of the three-point line is Becker. Her shot way off the mark. Hit the bottom of the backboard. South Iron quickly the other way from left to right. Callie Miller splits a double. Puts up a shot, no good. And beg your pardon, that was Dara Miller. After the missed shot, an offensive putback for Callie Miller, and she couldn't convert. And it went back into the hands of Dara. And then Dara and Callie decide, hey, let's slow this down, and it's going to be Callie that gets the ball back to Ayers. a bigger part, and that is Jada Brooks. So Ayers to the far wing for Miller. Miller to Micken. Micken from the right side. Dribbles into a double. Bounce pass. Down low. Underneath the basket. Jada Brooks tries a shot over a double team. Hits the bottom of the backboard, and it goes out of bounds. Excellent coverage deep underneath by Megan Bulico, and I believe that was Jenna Kurtois underneath there as well.
Yeah, they gave Miller no real option, or Brooks, I should say, no real option underneath that bucket, as she was either going to have to put it up and try and get the off-balance shot, or she was going to have to get out of that lane before she got called for 3 seconds.
Jefferson trailing 14-8. They have the ball moving right to left, picking up her dribble, Floyd. Bounce pass to Becker, near side wing. Her entry pass to Bulico, and Bulico's shot is missed. Offensive putback blocked. South Iron the other way. Micken dribbles into a shot, and that's a three-pointer from the wing. No good. Long rebound. Chasing it, Alexander saves it from going out of bounds right in front of Coach Joins of Jefferson. They'll swing it around the perimeter to Ayers. Dribbles towards the paint. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Micken with the three.
Yeah, great ball movement against the zone there as South Iron was able to turn the offensive rebound into a kick-out three.
We've got a push from behind going to be called on South Iron. Let's see who the call is against. Number 12 for South Iron. That would be Michaela Ayers, her second. Madison Fuller comes off the floor for the Blue Jays, and onto it, we will see for the first time tonight, Katrin Couture. Couture seeking an inbound pass from Bulico. Instead, Bulico goes to Becker. Becker to the corner for Kurtois. Baseline drive floater from 4 feet out is no good. South Iron, a chance to double their lead or put their lead into double digits. 17-8 right now. Crossover pass. Brooks to Ayers. Ayers dribbles towards the paint from straight away. Spins into the defender and puts up a shot. That is off the mark. Approaching 3 minutes left in this first half. Jefferson trailing 17-8. And a high pass towards the mid-block on the right side is intercepted by South Iron. It's Micken dribbling up the floor to Hampton. Hampton on the near side wing. Back up top to Ayers. And they leave Dara Miller all open for three. Her three-pointer bounces twice off the back rim. A fight for the rebound. A last touch by Jefferson. And you can see Michaela Ayers taking some big breaths, some big, deep breaths for South Iron. Jenna Kurtois about to get a much-deserved breather for the Blue Jays. It's still South Iron ball. Angel Hampton almost getting away with a travel. Actually, she did get away with a travel as she jumped into her dribble. Micken with the ball now along the baseline. Pass along the baseline to Jada Brooks. Her up-and-under move from the left is a good one, and she converts the shot for her 10th and 11th points of the night. 19-8 South Iron, and dribbling it off of her left foot is Hannah Floyd of Jefferson along that baseline. It goes out of bounds over to South Iron. And Jada Brooks again will get a breather. She's worked hard for her points. 7 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. 2:20 to play. Running point now is Dara Miller. Dribbles into the defender, hands it off to Ayers. Ayers has her pocket picked by Becker. 2-on-2, Becker and Floyd for Jefferson. A block shot by Dara Miller, but a whistle blown. Foul called on the block attempt. And a wry smile from Dara Miller, junior for South Iron. Did not think that was the right call. So to the line is Hannah Becker. First free throw, twice off the rim and no good. Becker has 4 points. Jefferson held scoreless in this second quarter. And now scoreless no more as Becker converts the free throw. And a bigger pardon, that is 3 points in the game for Jefferson. Hannah Becker has all three. Here's Angel Hampton for South Iron, under two to play. Lost her dribble at the charity stripe. Michaela Ayers picks up the loose ball, swings it over to Micken on her left, and Micken fouled. The foul will go against number 14, Laney Smith. South Iron to inbound it from the far sideline. Panthers operating left to right. Micken dribbles across the top of the three-point line into a triple team, and someone got caught reaching. And it's going to go against number five, her third. That's Hannah Floyd. And Floyd will have to check out of the game. First free throw for Micken is no good. She's pretty good from the free throw line. At least she was last year on South Iron's way to finishing third in Class 1. Spins the ball up there for her second free throw, and that one is good. 4 points for Micken, all coming in this second quarter. 20-9, South Iron leading Jefferson. At the top with it, Gracie Fish. Fish to the corner. Three-point try from Smith is partially blocked. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by South Iron. Megan Bulico, baseline inbound. Goes all the way up top to Becker. Zonal marking from South Iron. 16-foot jumper from the right for Becker. Falls through. She's got seven. South Iron's lead down to nine. They move it left to right. Angel Hampton, nice drive into the paint from the near side wing, but she lost control of the ball, and Jefferson quickly the other way. A floater with a right hand by Becker is off to the right, and the rebound to South Iron. Dara Miller, she's got point guard skills, dribbles the ball all the way up the floor and then picks up her dribble as she's trapped on the wing. Smartly gives it up to Ayers, who will settle it down. Dribbling back and forth with the right to the left, back over to the right, back to the left. Lost the dribble, picked it up, and nearly got away with a double dribble. Angel Hampton scooped up the loose ball. 40 seconds to go, and Dara Miller, her pass from the mid-block inside the paint to Riley Masters. Masters really couldn't get full control of it, lost it. Tried to go up with a shot, but lost it beforehand. And Jefferson the other way, moving from right to left on the right wing is Becker. Ball above her head goes to the top for Laney Smith. Smith, near side wing, driving on Hampton. A right hand in there from Ayers, strips the ball. It falls into the hands of Jefferson back, or actually into the hands of Ayers. Ayers single-handedly takes it up the floor, kisses it off the glass. 4 seconds to go, 22-11 South Iron. And that is where we will be at the break as Laney Smith takes a shot from just in front of midcourt as the buzzer sounds. Back and forth, quick pace game, a little sloppy for a lot of it. But, hey, again, it is still very early in the year, and what's important for South Iron at this point is they lead it 22-11. We'll have your halftime show coming up in just a couple of minutes. 22-11, South Iron leading Jefferson in the first game of the girls' semis tonight on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
The entire faculty and staff of Valley Caledonia R6 Schools are very proud of all of the Valley Vikings. These great athletes work hard and have proven their abilities. Good luck all season, and remember, focus on what it takes to succeed. Dedication to the sport and persistence to keep pushing forward. This message brought to you by the Valley of Caledonia R6 School District.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Matt Greenwood and Andy Humphrey in the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. First game of the girls' semis in the 28th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament. And it's 22-11, South Iron with the lead. And let's go ahead and give you your first half stats. We keep track of points. That's about our limitations. So for Jefferson, we'll begin with them. Hannah Becker, who runs a point occasionally for Jefferson, has 7 points. Hannah Floyd has 1. And Jenna Kurtois, who has also run point, but has acted more as a shooting guard, she has 3 points. Her 3 was a high-arcing, beautiful rainbow 3 that hit nothing but the bottom of the net. And so that's Jefferson's first half stats for you. Point totals, at least. For Lawrence Graves and the South Iron Panthers, they've got 22 at the break. 2 of those 22 belong to Michaela Ayers. 4 of those 22 belong to Ashley Micken. 11 belong to Jada Brooks. Brooks had 7 in the first quarter, only 4 points in the second quarter for a total of 11. Dara Miller has 2 points. And Hannah Alexander, coming off the bench for South Iron, has 3 points. Andy's gone off to speak to Chris Brewer of West County and Caleb Tiffenauer of Valley Caledonia to speak with them regarding their semifinal matchup, which will come at the conclusion of South Iron and Jefferson. So he's off doing that, which means we'll step aside for a couple more minutes when we come back, keys to the second half. Then we'll take another brief break and get you ready for second half action between South Iron and Jefferson. At the break, it's the Panthers 22 and the Jefferson Blue Jays 11. We'll be back with more Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show in just a couple on J98.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Rhonda Hubbard, mother of North County point guard Cody Hubbard, and the best defense to a tough stain is the good offense of the Soap Ladies cleaning products.
Hi, this is Jill Wagner, mom of Central Rebel guard Brent Wagner. If you want to hit a money ball as far as savings, use the Soap Lady for your cleaning needs.
Big savings are a slam dunk with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. TheSoapLadyCleaningSupplies.com.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Welcome back into the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Matt Greenwood alongside me, not currently, but mostly, Andy Humphrey, as he's speaking to Caleb Tiffenauer of the Valley Caledonia Lady Vikings and also Chris Brewer of the West County Lady Bulldogs. That matchup, the second girls semifinal matchup, will come at the conclusion of this one. And so let's go ahead and provide you the point totals once more. These stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Quickly, Hannah Becker for Jefferson with 7, Hannah Floyd with 1, and Jenna Kurtois with 3. For South Iron, Michaela Ayers at 2, Ashley Micken with 4, Jada Brooks with 11, Dara Miller with 2, and Hannah Alexander with 3. Well, this game's got to be less sloppy for Jefferson. South Iron, with this 11-point lead, is perfectly content with the same pace, the same activity. Obviously, South Iron would like to get better shots and make more shots. But as long as they continue to have this big lead, it's going to be Jefferson that needs to adjust. And the Blue Jays continuously turn the ball over. It's about even on the turnover battle. But in terms of smart passes being made and smart ball handling, Jefferson has lacked that, and South Iron's lacked that too. It's been pretty even between these two. It's just South Iron is getting some better shots, better looks, and they're knocking them down. So for Jefferson, yeah, they like to play a little scrappy, and that pace is good for them against most teams, but against South Iron, they're going to have to slow it down a bit if they're going to have a chance to make a comeback. We'll step aside for 30 more seconds when we come back. Third quarter action between South Iron and Jefferson as your Midwest Sports Center halftime comes to its conclusion. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter in 30 seconds on J98.
The staff, students, and faculty of the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum would like to take this opportunity to wish the Viburnum Blue Jays the best of luck this basketball season. The Iron County C4 Schools are proud of the players and coaches of Blue Jays basketball. You all give countless hours of hard work and dedication. Good luck to the Viburnum Blue Jays from everyone at the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum. You are all great players, great people, and you know how to get the job done.
Matt Greenwood and Andy Humphrey at Caledonia, hosting the 28th annual Valley Caledonia basketball tournament. Girls semifinal action underway right now. South Iron operating right to left. Ayers on the inbound, quickly gets back from Micken. Her floater from 6 feet is a little high and a little wide. And Jefferson gets their first possession of the third quarter. 22-11, South Iron on top. They switch sides of the floor from the left to the right, which is the near side for us. And then the entry pass from Becker to Jenna Kurtois down low misses everybody. So a turnover by the Blue Jays on their first possession. Michaela Ayers to dribble the ball up the floor for South Iron. To Dara Miller. Miller in the corner, picked up her dribble, gets it down low to Jada Brooks. Big amongst big, and Jada Brooks gets the spin on Bulico, puts up the shot, no good. Second chance for Brooks is off the mark, and Jefferson gets the rebound. Kurtois pushes the pace and went up for the shot. Ayers got her left hand in there a little too early to the baseline official's liking, and he calls a reach-in foul on Ayers, her first of the second half. Her third of the contest, and it's in the act of shooting. So here is Kurtois to the line for two. First one up, high arcing, off the back iron, no good. Ayers will stay in the game for South Iron. Coach Graves leaving her in there with three fouls. Second free throw up and through for Kurtois. Four on the game for Kurtois. 7:15 to play in this third quarter. 22-12, South Iron with the lead. Operating right to left, Ayers from the wing. Bounce pass to Brooks. Up and under. Two defenders. Missed a shot off the backboard. And a loose ball knocked out of bounds last by Jefferson. Jada Brooks is struggling from the block and from the post up. Micken to inbound it. A high delivery to Callie Miller from the mid block, middle of the paint. Her shot is blocked from behind. Then Micken comes away with the offensive board, and she's fouled as she tried to put it back up. South Iron doing a good job of playing low right around the rim. And it's Micken to the line to try to get something out of a really good possession. Took three bounces off the rim, one high bounce off the right side, and two low bounces off the left before finally missing. Micken, second free throw, quickly up and through. And Micken is on the board in the third quarter. Five for the game for the senior Ashley Micken. 23-12, Jefferson trails. They have the ball operating left to right from the left wing. Dribbles into the paint. Floyd misses the floater off the backboard. A loose ball. Two bodies go down to the floor for it. Bulico for Jefferson. Callie Miller for South Iron. And it will be Jefferson's ball on the tie-up. Baseline inbound just off to the right of the basket for Fuller. Madison Fuller to the far corner. Three-point try. Becker, no good. Offensive board for Hannah Floyd. And Floyd is fouled. And the foul will not be in the act of shooting. So Megan Bulico to inbound it from the baseline. Into the near corner for Madison Fuller. Dribbles it up top to Becker. Becker swings it left to Kurtois. And her right-hand floater from six feet out straight away is well off the mark. Here's a two-on-one fast break for Micken and the Panthers. And her bounce pass, errant, intended for Ayers, stolen by Jefferson. I believe that was Madison Fuller with a steal. Now a wing side, or a wing three, from Hannah Fuller. Misses. Bulico goes to the hard court, and she rolled around with possession, and the baseline official calls traveling. 6:07 to play in the third quarter. South Iron 23 and Jefferson 12. Panthers operating right to left, still in the backcourt. Ayers. Floyd has picked her up, goes to the left-hand dribble as she crosses the center court stripe to the volleyball attacking line and hands it off to Dara Miller. Miller to Brooks. Brooks from the top of the free throw line took two dribbles into the body of Bulico, lost it off her left foot, but it rolls off the left ankle of a Jefferson Blue Jay and out of bounds. So a baseline inbound from underneath her basket for Callie Miller. To Micken. Micken, the turnaround four-footer from the low block is no good. And an offensive board for South Iron as Micken punches it out towards Ayers near midcourt. Ayers gets a screen from Micken, wants to shoot the three, passes it up. Right-hand pass dribble to, or bounce pass rather, to Jada Brooks. Brooks quickly gives it up to Dara Miller. Miller from the wing, bounce pass into the mid-block for Brooks, and Brooks travels. Brooks tried to make a move on Bulico, and Bulico just stepped out of the way. And Brooks turns it over for the Panthers. 23-12, South Iron still leading. Score hasn't changed in the last minute and a half. 5:15 to play. Blue Jays, baseline jumper. Becker misses. Gets her own rebound in the near corner. Tries it, a pass to Kurtois. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Finds a dribble, does Kurtois. Picks up the dribble. And a line drive pass into the paint for Madison Fuller. Too hot to handle. Off her fingertips, out of bounds on the far side. And it will be a South Iron inbound. From the corner, Callie Miller tried to lead Ashley Micken. Micken couldn't catch up in the front court, and Kurtois comes away with a steal for Jefferson. Quickly finds Floyd from the baseline corner. Her 16-foot jumper, no good. Dara Miller pushes the ball up the floor. Her pass a little too long for Jada Brooks. You can see the frustration on the faces of South Iron. They want to get out in transition, and they haven't been able to cleanly. Jefferson hasn't done much except put their heads and hands in the way, but South Iron just making some poor passes. Speaking of poor passes, a pass between the wings, stolen at the top of the key by Micken. One on three, the up and under move by Micken. Missed the layup, punched the ball to the top for Dara Miller. Miller drives in, and a blocking foul on Jefferson. Shot is good from Dara Miller. And Hannah Floyd, after Micken punched the ball back to the top of the three-point line, turned to the official and complained about Micken getting that punch of the ball where she may have punched her in the back of the head by accident, thought there should have been a call, and now Floyd, slumped shoulders and all, takes a seat on the bench. Dara Miller looking to convert the and-one opportunity. That one rolls off the front rim, no good. Chased down by Bulico of Jefferson. Blue Jays operating left to right in the second half. Midway through the third quarter, it's 25-12, South Iron. Losing the dribble was number 31 for Jefferson, Katrin Couture. Couture gets it back, and a foul on the low block near side off to our right. A foul called against South Iron. It will go on Dara Miller, her second. Long inbound to the volleyball attacking line for Jefferson. Settling it was Couture. Gets it to Kurtois. And Kurtois's line drive pass. She didn't really need to line drive it because she was like 3 feet away from Couture. But she tried a hard pass anyway. Goes out of bounds. Jefferson turnover. And South Iron will operate again from right to left in the second half. Will inbound it. Callie Miller to Dara Miller. Dara Miller with a left-hand dribble crossing the center court line. Picks up the dribble with the left. Line drive pass to Micken on the wing. Tries to create some space for a shot. Did so, but didn't take the shot. Gets the ball back from Callie Miller. Micken fakes the drive to the right. Cross-court pass to Dara Miller. Miller splits a double on her drive to the bucket. Splits the double, puts it high off the glass, and in. Dara Miller has the last 4 points for South Iron. They lead it 27-12 in this girls' semifinal matchup of the Valley Caledonia Tournament. A pass attempt by Becker, batted back down from Micken back into Becker's hands. Becker will give it up, and an elbow J from number 14, Lainey Smith. And off the bench, Lainey Smith for Jefferson. Gets her first 2 points of the game. South Iron turns it over in the corner. Lainey Smith to dribble the ball up the floor, settles it near the volleyball attacking line. Another pass batted back down by Micken. Retrieved by Smith. Into the front court. Cross court pass to the left wing. On the other side of the court for us. Left wing pass back to the near corner for Lainey Smith. Had nowhere to go. Is able to find teammate Couture from the elbow. And Couture, her pass attempt down low, is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by South Iron, as Ashley Micken and Jada Brooks will take a breather. Jada Brooks has not scored any points since midway through the second quarter. She has 11 to lead all scorers. Pass for Jefferson from the baseline off to the left of the basket. Bulico gets it to Couture. Man, Couture lost her pivot foot. It's called for traveling in the corner. And another Jefferson turnover. Blue Jays going to have to start getting some buckets quickly. Can't shoot the ball if you keep turning it over, as Riley Masters checks back in for South Iron. Michaela Ayers to dribble the ball up the floor behind the back as she crosses the center court line all the way into the paint, and a clean floater from 3 feet out straight away off the glass, and Ayers now has 4 points. Corner three from Lainey Smith of the Blue Jays, a little too hard. Long rebound along that baseline to Callie Miller. Callie Miller dribbling into no man's land. Finds Dara Miller at the top of the three-point line to her right for Ayers on the wing. Ayers, ball above her head to Callie Miller. Ball above her head at the charity stripe. Back to Ayers. Ayers dribbles with the left hand into the body of Becker. Loses it for a brief second. Hannah Alexander cleans it up for her. Gives it back to Ayers. To Dara Miller on the wing. Her entry pass to Callie Miller at the mid-block. And Callie Miller's shot is errant. Missed everything. 29-14, South Iron with the lead. Jefferson with the ball. A minute 18 to go. With it, Hannah Becker. Cross-court pass. Lainey Smith, her try from distance. Off the mark. Long rebound. Back to Smith. A shot from straight away, three, no good. 60 seconds left in this third quarter. It's Dara Miller dribbling the ball at the floor for South Iron. Entry pass to the low block on the right side to Masters. Her first shot, no good. Gets the offensive board and a reach-in foul on Bulico on the putback try. The baseline official says that Masters was fouled before going into the act of shooting. And so it will be an inbound underneath their basket for the Panthers. Third foul called on Megan Bulico, who has played good defense down low. Bulico for Jefferson against Dara Miller or against Jada Brooks, but other than that, hasn't been able to contribute offensively. And on the inbounds play, it goes Miller to Hampton, steps aside on her defender, and puts it off the glass for her first 2 points of the day. Timeout called by Jefferson. The timeout of the game brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Want to thank Valley R6 School District in Caledonia, Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City, and Comtree and Festus for sponsoring today's tournament. We still got three more games of this craziness, Andy.
It's going to be pretty fun, and a lot of action still to come. And we hope you join us for it on J98. This game is, you know, I think both teams know that they could have done a little bit better offensively in this one. South Iron, for sure, has been frustrated, I think, on the offensive end. I think Jefferson has done a pretty nice job of containing them for the most part. But Jefferson has had to try to turn that defense into offense, and so far they haven't been able to do so. They've missed some fast break opportunities. They've had some open shots from around the arc, but just haven't been able to get them to fall.
Jefferson was the team that called the timeout. Coach joins needing one. Maybe more for his voice than for actual X's and O's. But out of the timeout, Jefferson with the ball. They dribble it up the floor into the front court. Wing three from the left by Hannah Becker is off the mark. And South Iron with 30 seconds to go from right to left. Quickly gets it up ahead. Ayers, a dump pass to Masters, is a little wide. But last touch by the Blue Jays. Ayers trying to dump it down low to Masters, who is 3 feet away from the bucket. It'll be a baseline inbound for South Iron for Callie Miller. Ball above her head. Still looking. 4 second count. Got to get it in. She took 5 seconds. Turnover, South Iron. Jefferson to try to steal some points before the end of the quarter as they trail 31-14. Moving left to right, Kurtois. Older brother Jaden played for the football team last year. He graduated. So Jenna Kurtois is now the only Kurtois at Jefferson playing sports. She gives it up. Becker, top of the three-point line. Nice pass to the baseline. A shot, no good, from Gracie Fish. It bounced high off the rim. Came down and last touched out of bounds by the Blue Jays. So 5 seconds to go. Callie Miller inbounds to Ayers. 3 seconds. Ayers looks at the clock. 2 seconds. Dribbles into the front court and will not get up a shot. Double dribble called on her as the buzzer sounded. So that's how the third quarter ends. 31-14, South Iron in the first girls semifinal of the night on J98 in this Caledonia tournament. Three quarters in the books. 8 more minutes to go. We'll be right back on J98.
This is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies Laundry Pod.
This is Lori Sprinkle, mother of North County guard Hayden Sprinkle. There's no need to foul your clothes by double dribbling your cleaning products. Score and save money with the Soap Lady.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. The Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies.com.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no-bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no-bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of 2 Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best Noble deal and Noble service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
A poor inbound pass by Michaela Ayers for the Panthers to start this fourth quarter ends up in a turnover. Micken could not save it. She batted it into the front, into the middle of the court, and Jefferson scooped it up. Now it's the Blue Jays operating left to right, trailing 31-14. Jefferson needs some points, and they need them quickly. They need a 5-0 run, a 6-0 run, 7-0 run, something like that to get them back in the game as a reach-in foul is called on South Iron. Hannah Floyd, the recipient of the foul, and booked for her second foul of the day is Ashley Micken of the Panthers. So Jefferson will inbound it from the baseline. A runner from just inside the free throw line by Hannah Floyd gets her own miss, puts it back up and in, and the whistle's blown, as you could probably hear him. Another foul called on South Iron. This one to go against Jada Brooks, her second. Her second, team's fifth of the second half. Four dribbles, high arcing free throw, and Floyd converts a three-point try. Maybe that'll get Jefferson rolling in this fourth quarter. Wide open at the top of the three-point line, Dara Miller, but she's not a three-point threat. She pulls it in and gets it over to Micken. Micken to Callie Miller, who was cutting across the front of the free throw line as she received the pass from Micken, slid on the floor, and is called for traveling. Two possessions in this fourth quarter for South Iron, two turnovers. This is the window Jefferson was looking for to get back into it as they trail 31-17. Under seven to play from wing to wing. Kurtois, three-point try is up and through. And Coach Joins is pumped up once the full court press from the Blue Jays. Kurtois with her first points of the second half. She has seven in the game. Ayers dribbles into Kurtois, nearly lost it, able to kick it out to the far wing for Micken, who's lined up on that right wing on the other side of the floor to us. Back to the near side on our side. Ayers to Miller. Miller, turnaround shot high off the glass. Rebound Blue Jays. Down by 11. They were down by 17 entering this fourth quarter. They've had two and an and one in a three-point play, or a three-pointer, and also a turnover as along that baseline, Hannah Floyd lost her footing. Callie Miller to inbound it to Dara. Dara and Callie sharing the same last name. Dara to Micken. On that Vikings logo on the right baseline, or the right sideline. Dribbles towards that right baseline, picked up her dribble, bounce pass along the baseline to Dara Miller. Miller's shot is off the mark from 7 feet out. Ball out of bounds, and it will be South Iron ball as Jefferson wants another timeout. South Iron tonight wearing their all-white uniforms with maroon stripes down the left and right side of the pants, maroon numbers with a black trim, and a maroon stripe that stretches from one shoulder to the other. For Jefferson, they're in there, Blue Jay blue with white numbers and a white neckline trim with white tennis shoes. Some have white long socks, some have black long socks that they have folded over. Same goes for South Iron. Several players for the Panthers, just noticed this, Andy, are wearing a variant of a knee brace. Not all of them have a knee brace, but it looks like a knee brace.
Well, yeah, those compression sleeves on the knees.
There you go. And out of the timeout, a baseline inbound to Ashley Micken. Assist to Callie Miller, as Micken puts it through from 2 feet out, and South Iron gets their first points of the fourth quarter, and they go to their senior Micken. Jefferson on the other end of the floor tries a tough shot. Hannah Floyd blocked down low. South Iron scoops up the loose ball and gets it to Ayers. Ayers at the Viking logo into the front court. Her pass to Micken. is stolen by Kurtois. Micken, good transition. Defense knocks it right out of the hands of Kurtois. Out of bounds. It will stay Jefferson basketball, but great defense, great hustle from the senior Micken, showing the younger team, the younger girls, how to get the job done on that defense. But Jefferson is able to convert after that inbound play. It was a floater from Alexander from just in front of the rim. And so Jefferson trailing 33-22. A steal on the inbound and a missed shot by the Blue Jays. And South Iron comes away with it. Ayers, right wing, gets a screen from Brooks. Brooks goes towards the high post. Gets it from Ayers, back to Ayers. Ayers, crazy drive. Well, actually, she kind of kicked her legs out as she put up the shot. Lost control of the ball beforehand because it was knocked out of bounds by Hannah Becker. It will stay South Iron ball as Callie Miller inbounds it to Micken. Micken wants to settle things down, kicks it up top to Dara Miller. Miller dribbling along the center court stripe over to Ayers. Ayers dribbles into the paint, back to her right for Callie Miller. Her shot off the mark. Ayers with the offensive board. Her putback try no good. Kurtois racing one-on-one against Micken. Misses the left-hand layup, but there to put it back up and in is Hannah Becker.
Leads down to single digits now, and Jefferson's been able to do that with their defense.
33-24, midway point of the fourth quarter. Micken, right wing, nearly has the pass from Ayers stolen. Micken to Jada Brooks. Brooks lost it. It was stolen by Floyd. Brooks knocked over Floyd, and a foul called. And Floyd lucky not to get hurt on that, and she was talking to her teammate about the awkward fall and didn't realize that she had to go back and inbound the ball. So as Andy mentioned, down to single digits, 33-24, Jefferson trails. South Iron needs a stop and points. A three-point try from Becker off the mark. Kurtois with the offensive board from the near side. Block, mid-block, puts it up and in. Kurtois with 9 points in the game. And teetering on that center court stripe, Ayers nearly went over and back. Instead, is able to hand it off to Callie Miller. Miller on the crossover, dumps it off to Micken. Micken patiently waits for Ayers to cut towards the basket. Bounce pass Ayers, gets away from her defender, and puts it off the glass with the left. 35-26 South Iron. Three-point try from the left wing, Floyd. Missed shot, long rebound to the top of the free throw line for Kurtois. Her 12-foot shot is no good. Under three to play. Ayers throws up three fingers. Dribbles with the right to the left. Bounce pass to Miller. And Miller tried to get the ball to Micken, and a reach-in foul called on number 21 of Jefferson. That's Kurtois. That's her third. Another timeout in the action. We'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors, YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and the UPS store in Festus. Andy, your thoughts on this fourth quarter for the Blue Jays?
Well, Jefferson has gotten into this point by being aggressive on the defensive end, forcing some early turnovers from South Iron, and they're getting good shots. They're getting to the rim. They're doing well on the offensive boards to give themselves other opportunities. So far for South Iron, you know, they've kind of cruised into this fourth quarter and haven't really stepped on the gas at all. In fact, only 4 fourth quarter points for the Panthers so far. And Jefferson is throwing everything they have left at the Panthers and are starting to chip away at this lead. I don't know how much time they'll need to close it down all the way to zero for this margin. If you're Jefferson, you may not have enough time. You really do have to ramp it up in these next less than 3 minutes to go. So it's still a very tall task for Jefferson, but credit what they've done in this fourth quarter. They've been outstanding on defense.
And the one thing South Iron thrives on is imposing their defense on teams. And right now they're getting a little taste of their own medicine. Out of the timeout, inbound for South Iron to Micken from Miller. And Mickens' entry pass to Jada Brooks is a clean one, but Jefferson there to strip it from Brooks before she could settle in for a shot. So another turnover by the Panthers. And just inside the perimeter, an 18-foot J from Hannah Floyd is no good. And the rebound to Ayers of the Panthers. 35-26 South Iron with the lead and the ball operating right to left. Just in front of the volleyball attacking line is Dara Miller to Callie. Callie dribbles to the top of the charity stripe, and they tried this play earlier. It worked to Ayers. This time it did not work to Micken, but her missed shot and a putback. Jada Brooks high off the glass and in. And that play that I'm talking about is they dribble to the top of the free throw line, and Micken, or in the last instance, Ayers, pretended like she was going to go back towards the top of the three-point line and instead cuts to the basket. Jefferson got fooled twice. Ayers' shot was good. Micken's shot no good, but there was Jada Brooks to clean it all up for. And converting the free throw is Jada Brooks. She has 14 to lead all scorers. Panthers back up by a dozen. A minute 50 to go. Top of the three-point line, Floyd. High pass to Becker on the left wing. Becker's cross-court pass to Kurtois is a clean one, but Kurtois tried to get it back to that side, and it's tipped up into the air, stolen by South Iron, and Ayers will settle it down. Jefferson a better second half defensively, but time is not on their side. Under 90 seconds to play. Dara Miller, rather, to Micken. Micken, right-hand pass to Callie Miller. Callie on the crossover, hands it off Ayers. Ayers dribbles towards Micken. Micken left open for three. Ayers gets it to her. Micken passes it up. And South Iron interested in dribbling out this clock. Coach Joynes trying to get his team to foul. Only five team fouls on the Blue Jays. There's number six now as Callie Miller is hacked on her way up. It takes seven team fouls for a one-and-one opportunity where if a player makes the front end, they get another free throw. And it takes 10 team fouls before you get an automatic two free throws on any foul. Callie Miller misses the first of two because that foul was on the shot. Miller, Callie, no points in this contest until then. There we go. Callie Miller, a starter, but only has 1 point. A Baker's dozen lead for the Panthers. 39-26, Hannah Floyd's pass. Knocked down and stolen by South Iron at midcourt. And Coach Graves is going to bail out Ashley Micken. Interesting right there. Micken had possession of the ball at center court. Her knees were on the front court side, and she brought the ball from the front to the back court to avoid the defender's hands. And I'm guessing, Andy, that before she did that, Coach Graves called the timeout and bailed her out.
Yeah, very close to a backcourt violation. Not sure whether or not she was established in the front court side. If she was and then went back, she would get called for the turnover. But a very interesting play there, and Graves very smart to just call timeout so you don't have to get into that situation.
Yeah, her knees, it looked like they were in the front court, but some of her body was in the back. It was kind of weird. Anyway, 43 seconds to go out of the timeout. South Iron maintains possession. And Jefferson's going to have to steal or foul. Ayers from the mid block to the near side low block for Jada Brooks. Brooks pushed from behind. And we have ourselves a one-and-one situation, or is it an automatic two shots?
Looks like it's one-and-one. The foul came before the shot. Yeah, she made the lay-in with the contact, but they're going to call it on the floor.
Foul goes against Madison Fuller. Free throw up, no good. So no second free throw for Jada Brooks. Instead, Jefferson gets the defensive board. Kurtois in the front court. The runner from 6 feet out airballs it. It was tipped. The shot was tipped by Micken. Goes out of bounds. It will stay Jefferson basketball, and the South Iron Panthers are going to advance to the championship game in this Caledonia tournament with 23 seconds to go. They're up by 13. Jefferson has it. Near side, Kurtois. Lob pass to the cross court, batted up into the air by Ashley Micken. That's like steal number four or five for Ashley Micken. And with 12 seconds to go, Jefferson will try to trap her, and then they pull the trap. Micken dribbling between Blue Jays defenders will pull it out. 5 seconds to go, settles in on the right hip, will have to get it to Dara Miller as she got pressure from behind by Kurtoitz. The buzzer sounds, and the South Iron Panthers are back in the Valley Caledonia Championship game. A final score of 39-26 over the Jefferson Blue Jays. And we're going to go ahead and talk to Coach Graves, and we will air his postgame comments during halftime of our next contest, which Andy will take over, and that's Valley Caledonia and West County. So that ends this one. Let's go ahead and step aside for 1 minute, and when we come back, we'll give you your point totals for Jefferson and South Iron, and then it's all about game number two tonight here on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Valley of Caledonia tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Most importantly, have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Matt Greenwood with you on J98, the boot alongside me, Andy Humphrey. We've got coverage of the Valley Caledonia Tournament, the 28th annual Boys and Girls Valley Caledonia Tournament on J98. Our first game has come to its conclusion, and that's the South Iron Panthers and the Jefferson Blue Jays. South Iron wins at 39-26, and it is very early in the season, and it certainly showed as just a sloppy play all the way around from both sides, even for South Iron. It was not a clean game, but they did get the job done, and that's why they're the one seed, because even in tough games where things don't go right all the time, they find a way to win. They did that, and again, they win 39-26. All right, stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum in Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Let's give you those stats, beginning with the Jefferson Blue Jays. Leading the Blue Jays in scoring, Hannah Becker with 11, Hannah Floyd with 4, Jenna Kurtoitz with 9, and the only points off the bench for Jefferson go to Lainey Smith. She had 2. For South Iron, 7 different players scored, only one in double figures. That one, Jada Brooks with 14. Behind her, Ashley Micken with 7. Tied at 6 are Dara Miller and Michaela Ayers, as well as Hannah Alexander, who came off the bench to put up 6. Angel Hampton had 2, and Callie Miller, one of the starters for South Iron, had 1 point for a total of 39. So South Iron takes it, and they are into the championship, which will be played tomorrow on J98. All it is today is semifinals for both girls and boys. So we've got one more girls game to go. Andy will have coverage of that one for you. It's Valley Caledonia and West County. Now, there is a drive of the game, and that's sponsored by Gilster Mary Lee Corporation. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package includes miles pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas, and holiday bonuses, plus insurance, everything. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371, or go online at gilstermarylee.com. I distinctly remember a drive by Jada Brooks in the fourth quarter where she just completely stomped her way into the paint, got past 2 defenders, went up and under, and was able to convert the 2-pointer. It was pretty impressive. And so that's the drive of the game, the Gilster Mary Lee Corporation drive of the game. And it was just evidence of of how tough this South Iron team can be off the dribble away from the basket. So there's your drive of the game. And again, that's brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee Corporation. All right, our coverage of the South Iron Jefferson game is over. South Iron 39, Jefferson 26. We move on to our coverage of Valley Caledonia and West County on the other side of this break. Andy Humphrey will get you started there.